How long have you lived in Fitzroy? What year was it when you moved here?
I've lived in Fitzroy for 74 years. And I was 12 years old when I moved into 62 Gore Street.
Wow. So how did you come to live in the suburb?
Well, my father and I were living in Richmond and closing down the house, so my father found a two-bedroom at 62 Gore Street. It was run by Mrs. Pascoe at the time and we were renting two bedrooms.
Fabulous. So you were 12 when you moved into Fitzroy?
Yes.
With your dad?
Yes.
So what are your earliest memories of Fitzroy, Ivy?
Well, my earliest memories of Fitzroy was the fact that men seemed to be in the hotel all the time and the women were waiting home for them. And nine times out of ten, a husband would go home to their wives and their children and back them up. The woman would be lucky if she got any money to keep the house going for the week. But that was the thing in those days. That was the way it was.
So that was the way it was. So it was that, was it the 6 o'clock drinking time, was it?
6 o'clock swill, they used to call it.
The 6 o'clock swill. So what about, what sort of chores did you do around the house?
Well, when I was 12 years old, basically, I used to have to look after the two rooms and I used to cook the meals for Dad. Poor Dad, he ate some terrible food because I didn't have a clue how to cook. But at least he ate it.
So was it just you and your dad?
Just me and my dad.
Okay. No other family members?
No.
So what sort of food did you eat back then, Ivy?
We used to eat lamb and sausages and a lot of offal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of offal.
What was the reason for that?
Used to have hearts, kidneys, livers, things like that. That's what we ate mostly.
Mm. Did you like it?
We used to really enjoy it. It was really lovely. I used to love a light piece of liver and I used to love bullock's heart.
Yum. Did you cook it?
Yes, I cooked it. We used to bake it in the oven very, very slowly with a little bit of water and oil. That.
Beautiful. So where did you go to school?
Well, basically I went to school at St John's, East Melbourne, till I was 12. And my father pulled me out of school at 12 years old. And I never went back.
What about school? What was school like?
Terrible. It was run by the nuns and we used to have very, very strict nuns.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't very bright in school. I was more frightened than anything. I wasn't got what you call a good education.
So would you say that you were glad to leave school?
Yes, totally so. So I've learnt more having left school than what I did at school.
Yep, okay. So what were your friends like at school, Ivy? Do you remember?
I really don't remember that. But having lived in Gore Street, there were four of us. There was Gloria Phillips, Wanda Freeman and Patty Wanda. And there's myself. And we were all about the same age and we used to have some good fun together. We'd sit out the front and play, go over the gardens together and have a really good time.
So were they friends outside of school as well, were they?
They were friends outside of school as well.
Mm-hmm. And what about the neighbours? What were the neighbours like, do you remember?
Well, all together, the neighbours. You'd go in, you'd have a cup of morning tea and you'd have sit down and talk and we all complained about the sort of life we had, but we had no possible hope of making it any better, so we just had to face up to it.
Right, so you basically were all in it together?
There's a lot of neighbours. A lot of neighbours had it very bad with their husbands. I was very fortunate. I had a good husband.
So it sounds like you did a bit of mixing. Did you visit each other's houses much?
Oh, yes. We'd always visit one another's houses. And we were there for one another. If one was sick, you'd do the shopping for them, do a bit of housework for them. We were in line together, not like today.
Yeah. So you actually see each other and mix with each other?
Yes, we'd see each other and we'd go to one another's houses, as I say, and have a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Mm.
And we talk to one another and sort of just air our woes.
Now, what about the poverty of the situation, Ivy, do you remember the poverty that you were living in?
I really never noticed poverty except the fact that we never seemed to have blankets. We always seemed to have coats over us and a sheet we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
As far as being fed, I think I was well fed, considering. We weren't as clean then in those days as what we are nowadays, because we know I never had a mother to start with.
Yep.
And it was just one of those things. You had a bath once a week, you washed your hair once a week, and that was it.
Now, I remember you telling me that your dad took you to was it the city baths?
Yeah, my father used to take me to the city bar once a week and let me have a lovely bath and wash my hair. And that was a thing with Dad. And once a week he'd take me to a restaurant and we'd have a dinner of a night time. And that was his sort of way of saying, I love you, Ivy.
Do you remember what the food was like at the restaurant?
Yes, it was very good. I can always remember barley broth. And I can always remember roast lamb and apple pie and cream.
Mm. Are those things that you still like today?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, what about being in Fitzroy? Was it a scary place, do you think?
Well, when at my time was around, it was pretty scary. There was a lot of criminals lived around. There was a lot of gangland type of thing. It's not much different from today, except for the drugs we've got today is much worse. There's a lot of alcohol in our day. I don't think there was much drug use, but there's a lot of alcohol. And men seem to find the art of fighting one another quite good.
Do you reckon
home and bashing their wives up later.
Right, so that was the thing, what they did. They just, they drank and then they bashed their wives.
Pardon?
They drank and then they bashed their wives, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So what about, did other people think Fitzroy was a bit dodgy?
Oh, I never found them creepy. Were you to have a woman, May, and she was a quarter-caste Aboriginal.
Yep.
And her name was Big Nancy.
I remember Big Nancy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she was pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
If I seen her coming down the street, I'd turn and walk the other way.
Yep, yep.
And she done her block one night and threw a poor little woman down the first floor from the stairs and killed her.
Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I seen the body was there the next morning.
Wow.
And the police arrived and she was dead and they found out that Big Nancy had did it.
Oh.
And they got her and put her in jail.
So do you think other people thought Fitzroy was a bit dodgy?
Well, let's put it this way. When I was a teenager and I used to go dancing,
yep.
And a boy would bring me home, I'd never say I lived in Fitzroy. I'd always walk down Victoria Parade and step into one of the big houses and say I lived there and I'd say goodnight at the gate.
So was that Richmond then?
I did that because once a guy knew you lived in Fitzroy, you were cheap.
Right.
You were cheap and easy target.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So what about... So you wouldn't have had many school holidays then, because you left school early?
No, because I left school at 12.
Okay. So do you remember what you might have done on the school holidays, during school holidays?
Basically, we never done much. There's just four of us. We used to roller skate a lot.
Mm.
And we used to go to the movies. We'd walk from Gore Street to the State Theatre.
Yes, yep.
And we'd walk home.
Yep.
You look at Deanna Durbin.
Oh, wow.
Nobody would remember her, I suppose, but she was great. And that we'd go roller skating and go to one another's houses and go dancing. We all grew up together and we all stayed together until Paddy Mann got married first and Wanda Freeman and Gloria Phillips.
Okay. That's fabulous. So
and that broke us up, basically.
Yeah. So that's sort of... So how did things change over the years then?
Well, Fitzroy got better.
Yep.
On the corner of Gore Street and Gertrude Street, there used to be a rooming house.
Yep.
And I met Jack. I'd known Jack all my life. But he wanted to go to a dance, a ball, and he had nobody to take, so he asked, would I go with him?
Beautiful.
So I went to the ball. We went to the St Mary's in Nicholson Street, North Fitzroy.
Yep.
And I had a good time. I didn't drink. Everybody else did. So I came home and I was about, I'd be about 20 then.
Beautiful.
And we just sort of met up together and we went ahead and we just got, about 19, I suppose. And we just sort of joined up together and we've been together for 65 years, 64 years.
That's amazing.
Mm.
Can you believe it?
Well, 67.
67 years.
Yeah, 67 years.
So you mentioned some landmarks.
Well, on the corner of Gore Street and Victoria and Gertrude Street, there used to be a rooming house there.
Yeah.
And Jack and I, when we first found one another, we lived there.
Yep.
And we had a room there.
Yep.
And it was an absolute terrible place because they were all drunks and no hopers. And we had the downstairs front room.
But do you remember some of the landmarks in Fitzroy, Mum? Like you mentioned the State Theatre.
Next door to that rooming house, there used to be flats.
Yep.
Luxury flats,
yep.
Or you would call them then. And there was posh people lived in those. And then next to the posh flats, there were two factories which made fire screens. And then they pulled them down. And they were condemned. They
yep.
were basically condemned.
Yep.
So they had to pull them down. And they stayed idle for a few years. And then the factory got pulled down and that land was idle and it belonged to St Vincent's.
Right.
And then St Vincent's, basically, which Kerry would remember, had a sort of a vegetable garden there for people.
Oh, yes, that was the for the commission flats.
Yes. No, no, no.
No?
I'm talking about opposite 62 Gore Street.
Oh, sorry, yeah, yeah.
That was all. Got into everybody in the street grew vegetables.
Yep, and, yep.
Yeah.
But a lot of the commission flat people used that land for their vegetables.
Commission flats are right up the other end.
Yeah, but the actual land, they used it for their vegetables.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And what about some of the dance halls, Mum? Do you remember some of the names of the dance halls that you went to?
Well, not in Fitzroy. We didn't have a dance hall bar the exhibition.
Okay,
hall.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's about, and Forrester's Hall in Smith Street.
Yep.
And that's about the only two dance halls that were there at the time in Fitzroy.
So did you dance at the exhibition?
I danced at the exhibition. I danced at St Mary's in North Fitzroy. I danced at the Foresters Hall. I danced at Mickey Powell's in town.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, we danced the whole
four. The Trocadero?
Yes, the Trocadero.
And where was that? And
that was in St Kilda.
Yep, that's right.
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, Mum, getting on to the sort of work that you did.
Well, when I was 14, Dad went in, he had to get the permission of the government to get work.
Mm.
And Dad got me a permit to work, and I worked for Mrs. Foley in Smith Street, and she made dresses, and little kids' dresses and that, and I did all the needlework.
Yep.
And from there, as I grew up, and with Jack, I've done cleaning, I've done waitressing, I've done childcare.
You was a cook. You,
you
were
name
cook.
It, I've done it.
You're a cook for the priests.
I cooked for the brothers over at St Patrick's School, and but that's about it.
You were at the Herald office for a long time.
I was at the Herald office for 20 years.
Yep, as a supervisor of the cleaners.
Pardon?
You were the cleaner supervisor.
Yes.
You supervised
yes.
them.
Yes, I used to get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yep, 6 days a week.
Yes, and it was a good job and I enjoyed it, but I was 62 when I left and I was tired, so I just left and the pension, and that was it.
Did you enjoy work?
I loved work. I loved work. I really did. And I got so used to getting up at 2:30 that it took me a long time to get into the act of sleeping in of a morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I was glad, and with my money I'd saved, I'd go on my holiday.
So what about, did you have many friends when you were older? And
no, not really.
No.
Not really, because I've never been a mixer.
Yeah.
And basically I lost a lot of friends through not answering letters
mm-hmm.
and answering phones.
Yes.
And I just sort of never bothered. I just to stay at home and looked after the house and whatever.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you worked a fair bit and you had everyone to look after.
Actually, when Jack and I first moved into 62 Gore Street for a Mr. Lateague had bought it from Mrs. Pascoe, and he let Jack and I have it rent free if I did kept the house up. But I had to polish the passage and keep all the... There was one, two, three, four tenants.
Yes.
And I had to do their linen.
Yep.
And I had to polish the floors and clean it all up and keep it respectful and collect the rents. And it was a good job, but it was very difficult with a couple of older people I had there because I was only in my 20s and they were drinkers.
Yes.
And it was a bit of hard on the town, and I've worked hard. And that's about it. And then we made up our mind Lateague was going to sell.
Yep.
And Jack went to his boss, Tesco, Keith Tesco, and Joan Tesco's husband. I can't think of his name now.
Joan Tesco, Rex.
Rex.
Yep.
Rex gave Jack 10 shillings.
Yep.
To put a deposit on the house.
Yep.
And we paid the house up at £5 a week.
Wow.
And we took a long time to pay it off, but it was only basically £1,500, which is basically $3,000 is today.
It's amazing, isn't
and
it?
Now it's worth over $1 million, I'd say.
So, Mum, do you reckon, were you happy to raise the kids in Fitzroy?
Yes, yes. I raised 4 children in Fitzroy, and I'm proud of them today. Another thing they did, that's got into the bad vices, but they all stuck pretty good.
So you reckon that Fitzroy was a good place to raise kids?
Well, it didn't do my children any harm, and it certainly didn't do me any harm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it brought the children up to see the other side of life, I would say.
What do you mean?
Well, it wasn't all stars and roses. They seen things in Fitzroy that they possibly wouldn't have seen in Toorak, as we would say.
Yes, yes. What do you mean?
Well,
get a drink. So how were, our lives, the kids' lives, different to yours?
Well, your life, you children, the 4 of you, was much different to our life in as much as I worked all my life.
Mm-hmm.
We had money coming in and we could spend up and send you to a good school and give you a good education with good clothing, good food and good family upbringing.
Yep.
And that wasn't around in our day.
Yeah.
It was a case of survival in our day. Dog eat dog. Life has proved a lot better as it goes on, and in the next generation it possibly will be better still. That's what I find anyway.
So we were in a much better position, is that what you're saying?
Pardon?
We were in a much better position. We were more comfortable.
Oh yes, because we both had wages coming in.
Yeah.
And Jack paid the education for the girls and for the girls and the boys, and I basically kept the house going, and that's the way we worked it. And he paid all the bills, and I just kept the house going with my money. And if I seen something I liked for the boys and the girls, I'd go and buy it.
Mm.
But they were brought up much different to us, and much better.
Okay. So what about Mum? Was religion important to you?
Pardon?
Was religion important to you?
Not really. I was very grateful to God for what I've got and what I've had.
Mm.
But as far as being a church-going person, no, I'm not. But I definitely do believe there's a God, and I wouldn't go to sleep at the night until I said my prayers.
But, Mum, you sent us to Catholic schools.
I sent you to Catholic school because I think Catholic schools give you a better education.
Yep. That's what you feel?
I'm not saying I'm right, but I feel that you've all had a good education and you've all come up on top.
Mm-hmm. So what about, do you think religion impacted on people's lives back then?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? In what way?
In what way? I don't know. You've only basically, as far as I'm concerned, religion has got a lot to do with what's going on in the world today. Because it's, in our day, Catholic and Protestants were not allowed to walk on the same side as one another. You had to walk on opposite sides. You were not allowed to speak to a Protestant if you were a Catholic. And to me, that's ridiculous. But now it's got to the stage with the churches and all that, that you've only got to look at the likes of overseas. It's all caused basically from religion. And it's just not on.
So was it very, it was the Catholics and the Protestants back then?
Basically, yes. They made it together years or later. And it didn't, the church didn't sort of intervene or worry about you. But I'll tell you an episode. St Vincent's Hospital had just basically opened, it'd been a couple of years, and it was run by the nuns. Now, if you were a Protestant, you were very lucky if you could get in.
Wow.
You basically had to be a Catholic.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty serious. So, Mum, when did migrants start to live in Fitzroy?
Migrants? I think I was around about 14. The Italians started to come into Fitzroy.
Yep.
And I had no hassle with them, but they had a hard time because the people didn't like them, and they used to call them itoys.
Right.
And they gave them a really rough time. But as far as I was concerned, it didn't worry me. I mean, I was only a kid of 14. But they had a hard time of it, and I must admit that they brought a lot of change to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought a lot of changes in the food and gave us really tasty food.
Right. So were they mostly the only migrant group who were around?
Well, as far as I knew, obviously there must have been Maltese, etc. and that, but I'm only speaking for the Italians that I knew.
Yep.
And they were very nice people. There was Phil that had the shop across the road in Gertrude Street near the Builders Arms Hotel.
What about Peter and Gina on the corner? They were great.
Peter and Gina used to have the grocery shop on the corner of the lane.
Yep.
And they were lovely people.
Yep.
And I can truly say that most of the Italian that I've met in my life have all been nice people. So I really don't know what people were going crook about, because God knows they left us alone and they weren't a worry.
So it sounds like you did get on well with the migrants.
I did get on well with the migrants, yes.
Yep. Were they in your street?
We had two families in our street,
yep,
right down the other end near Victoria Parade. They took rooms, and because most of Fitzroy actually were rooming houses in those days, and boarding houses, so that was it.
Okay.
And if you owned your own home, you were very, very lucky.
Yes, okay. So what about, do you remember any conflict or trouble with the migrant groups?
No, not really. I can't remember anything. If there was, I really wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't mix very much. I really didn't mix very much.
Yeah.
It was just, as I said, the four of us, and we stuck together, and we sort of never sort of bothered with anybody else. There was just the four of us, and we had a good life and a good time.
So what about, because there was the community garden across the road, so there would have been a lot of migrants who used that?
Well, with the garden across the road from us, there was a lot of migrants. They were mostly Italian and Greek and Maltese. And they used to keep their gardens there and keep them up, and they kept them lovely.
Right. Did you have much interaction with them when they were there?
Yeah, they interacted together and they got on all well together.
Yep. But did you do much interacting with them? Did you...
Pardon?
Did you, you know, interact with them?
I'd say hello to them when I seen them, and I'd always give them a one which they returned with me. They'd say hello and a big smile.
Yes. That's lovely. That's really... Do you reckon they brought some benefits to the suburb?
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, totally so.
What do you mean? In what way?
Well, I think they brought a lot of benefit as far as taste goes in food, and as far as clothing goes in colour and that sort of thing. They were colourful people.
Yes.
Whereas I found the Australia to be very... dull in their thought of clothing, and I was one of them.
And what about the way they worked?
They worked very well. Mm. They worked all together, and they always had jobs, and they worked that hard. They really did.
Yes.
Until they managed to get their homes and buy them, and they'd have big families.
Mm.
We had about six children, and they always kept to them, not kept to themselves, but they were just nice people, I always found, anyway.
That's great. So, Mum, you've seen the suburb change many times, I suspect, with Fitzroy. What are the things you most miss about the old Fitzroy?
What I miss most about old Fitzroy is the companionship.
Yep, yeah.
There's no togetherness anymore, because most people are at work, and when you're older, as I am, it's very hard to see anybody to even talk to.
Yeah, yep.
And, of course, that goes on at every suburb, I suppose.
So, but what do you think has changed for the better then?
I really feel what's changed for the better is the fact that, as far as I'm concerned in Fitzroy, that there's a lot of elderly people, and they've kept Fitzroy pretty good.
Yeah.
The younger generation is in a bad spin. I think that there's not enough work around to start with. And it's just that I really couldn't put a pin on it, but I just think that Fitzroy has improved miraculously because richer people have come into it.
Yeah.
They've bought the houses.
Yeah.
And they scuttle them down and then they rebuild them and they're beautiful homes where before they were just old wrecks.
Yes, okay.
And they were condemnable.
Yep.
But
new people have come in and fixed up the place.
Yes.
And what about, you know, there's a lot more sort of shopping and interesting places down Smith Street.
Oh, it's improved immensely. I mean, we have the supermarket.
Yeah.
And the shops, the Asians have taken over Smith Street.
Yep.
But that's a very good thing too because they have a lot of taste. They have a lot of, they're very courteous people.
Yeah.
And they really work hard for what they've got.
So when did the Asian population come into Fitzroy, Mum, do you reckon?
The Asian people came into Fitzroy, I'd say, around about, it at least had to be 30 years ago.
Yep.
And literally, they just took over Fitzroy Smith Street.
Yep.
But then again, you've got to give them credit because they worked damned hard to get where they are.
Yes.
And the same as Victoria Parade, they took over Richmond.
Yeah.
But nobody gave it to them, they worked for it.
So I suppose too, Mum, there's a lot of eat-up places and cafes and...
Yes, there's a lot of cafes in Fitzroy, particularly in Brunswick Street and Gertrude Street.
Yep.
And there's quite a few in Smith Street. I've not been into them because they're basically nighttime jobs. There are a few that open of a day, but not too many.
Mm.
They open for dinner overnight and then that's it. They carry on.
So, Mum, what sort of work did the people in your neighbourhood do?
Pardon?
What sort of work did the people in your neighbourhood do?
Well, mostly in my neighbourhood, in my street, it's full of lawyers, actors,
yep.
And doctors and psychiatrists.
Mm.
And that's about it.
So there's a lot of professional people?
Oh, yes. And they buy the homes and they gut them, as I said,
yep.
And they build them to their liking inside.
So,
you're not allowed to touch the outside, it's under the government trust.
So do you remember any sort of... Do you remember what your neighbours were like back then?
Well, the neighbours were basically... We were all alike.
Yeah?
When I was younger, we were housewives and mothers, and that was our life. That was our life, was you got up and kept the house clean, fed the family, got them off to school, picked them up. You had to walk everywhere because nobody had cars, and that was very hard, but we never noticed it because we were so used to it.
And you've never driven a car either, have you?
I've never driven a car. I could have.
Well, yep.
Jack wanted to buy me a car and I said, no way would I get into a car and drive, but I'd kill somebody.
So you've never had a licence? Dad's never had a licence?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So you walked and got public transport everywhere?
Yeah. Basically, I walk most places.
Mm.
Basically, I walk most
yeah,
places.
That's good. So, Mum, do you remember any strange characters in Fitzroy? Or really interesting characters in Fitzroy?
Not really, except that Mary woman I was telling you about, and then there was...
Like Nancy?
I can't think of their name. They were criminals, Red something or other. They lived in Fitzroy in the Commission Flats. And I'm not in the Commission Flats, in the houses before the Commission Flats took over. There's a couple of shootings in Gertrude Street. A lot of crime gangs were around in those days. Not like they are now. They were a different type of crime gang. Not as vicious as they are now.
Mm.
if they fired a gun to kill somebody, they made sure it hit the floor.
So, Mum, have you liked living in Fitzroy?
Yes, I've loved living in Fitzroy. I've lived in Fitzroy most of my life and I couldn't knock it. No way. It's been an experience.
Mm.
And I've got four great children.
Yep.
And it's never affected them.
Yep. Did you feel like you're really a big part of the community?
Oh, totally so. Yes, totally so. I have some good neighbours. I couldn't tell you what their name is, but we all say hello to one another and how are you going and how do you feel, and that's about it, because everybody's so busy.
Yeah. Yep. But so it sounds like you have enjoyed being in Fitzroy.
Oh, yes. I like being in Fitzroy.
Because you've never lived anywhere else, have you?
No, basically not. I lived in Richmond for a while when I was little.
Yep.
And then we moved to Fitzroy, but I haven't got many memories of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
so from the age of 12, you were in Fitzroy?
Pardon?
From the age of 12, you were in Fitzroy?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Prior to that, I lived in Richmond at Mrs. Sharp's place.
Okay. So if we work it out, that's like 75 years you've been in
Fitzroy.
Basically,
yeah.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Now, Mum, we're getting towards the end of the questions. So can you tell us the story about Pastor Nichols and his wife's shop?
Who?
Pastor Nichols
and his Pastor wife's Nichols. Shop. Yep. He had a shop in Gertrude Street and his daughter Mary used to run it.
Yep.
And it was a second-hand shop in those days.
Yep.
And I myself had bought quite a few things there. They had some lovely things. And he was a lovely man. He really was. And Mary was a lovely woman. And they made quite a success of the shop. And why they closed it down, I wouldn't have a clue, but they did. So there you go.
Okay.
And now it's a barber's.
In Smith Street?
And on the corner where Rose's costume shop is, that used to be a barber's shop. And Gabriel used to own that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
And what about the Lamonts and the Testros?
Well, Tony Lamont was married to Max Reddy, and she had two daughters. I can't think of Tony Lamont's mother's name, but I don't know whether Tony Lamont came under her mother's name or a former husband. But then she married Max Reddy, and she had Helen Reddy to him. And they used to live in Gore Street right down the end on the other side, and they lived there for a few years. And Tony took off in a musical career, and then they moved out, and they moved out to Kew or Hawthorne, I'm not sure which. And the Testros, Jean Testro and Joan Testro and Keith and Rex, they all lived in Fitzroy in Gore Street down the other end. And Maggie Testro, she was on the stage, and she was a singer and a comedian, and she died, oh, many, many years ago. I couldn't put my finger on how long ago. But then the girls married, and Joan married Rex Testro, and Jean married Keith Testro.
And you said earlier that Rex lent Dad some...
Rex went guarantor for your father to buy the house. Otherwise, we'd never have been able to buy it. Because we had, in those days, you had to have a guarantor.
Yeah.
And Rex stood up and guaranteed us. Your father asked Keith to do it and Keith wouldn't do it. But Rex had no hesitation.
Wow. How long did Dad work for the Testro brothers?
Well, he retired when he was 70. So I would say he worked for them for about 40 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
They were a good mob.
Now, Mum, the other last story is the annoying landlord, the murder of the annoying...
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael used to own number 66, which is two houses up from me. And he's really... he was a pest. He was a real pain. And when we seen in the neighbours, we'd shut our doors and go inside. He was a nice person, but a pain. So anyway, he sold the house to Frank. And then he went to live in a boarding house in North Carlton. And obviously, there's a chappie there that was a bit off the beat mentally. And Michael could be very, very annoying.
Mm.
And he pushed Michael down the stairs and killed him.
Wow.
And I don't really know what happened to the guy, but that was a domestic Michael.
Okay.
So that was that.
That was that.
He had no family or anything like that. And well, I don't know. I don't know really know what he did after that.
Mm.
All I know is I gave him a machine. It was absolutely priceless and I never got it back.
So, Mum, is there anything else you want to say about, you know, being in Fitzroy for all those years, for, what, 75 years?
Not really, except the fact that I've seen a lot of changes for the better.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of change as far as teenagers go for the worse,
mm-hmm.
with the drugs and all that. And but then again, in our day, we had alcohol, so it's 6 to 1.5, a dozen to the other.
So also, I do remember quite a decent Aboriginal community up in the flats. Is that right?
I always found the Aboriginals quite good.
Yeah.
I can truly say they'd be down Smith Street, and no matter when you see an Aboriginal, they'd be... beg you good day and they'd give you a smile and ask how you are. I've never had a bit of trouble with the Aboriginal then, and I still wouldn't have trouble now. If you walk down Smith Street and see them, they'll still say, good day, ma'am, how are you?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. All right, Mum, I think that's the end of it, so thank you very much.
Thank you.